It has been an eventful week for big tech. The new Intel CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, has written to employees to warn them of pending job cuts at the company from the second quarter. A U.S. court ruled this week that Google has a monopoly on online advertising. Google may someday be forced to sell Chrome, the web browser used by 64% of internet users, and OpenAI is interested in buying it. Meanwhile, a coalition of experts that include former OpenAI employees has written to the attorney generals of California and Delaware voicing concerns about OpenAI's planned restructuring as a for-profit company. OpenAI's original goal was to ensure that artificial general intelligence, AGI, benefits all of humanity rather than serving the private gain of any person, and the letter argues that these ideals can no longer be upheld. Elsewhere, U.S. firms and universities are impacted by thousands of international students having their visas canceled for having criminal records. A lawyer for one student who had no criminal record claimed that the government is using AI to screen students and that this is leading to errors. An article in The Guardian reviews the trend in China for embodied AI, such as drones and humanoid robots. Shenzhen now has 40 food delivery companies which deliver food using drones. China's Civil Aviation Administration predicts that this low-altitude economy could be worth 3.5 trillion yuan, 480 billion US dollars, in 5 years. Also, the current trade war and collapse of the real estate market in China is leading investors to focus on the AI and robotics industries. Meanwhile, an MIT Technology Review article examines the impact of AI in architectural design. An emerging consensus is that AI is a new tool rather than a profession-ending development, with its strong point being its ability to generate ideas. Anthropic conducted an experiment to examine the ethical values exhibited by Claude in over 700,000 anonymized user conversations. They found that Claude generally respects its guardrail guidelines. For instance, the chatbot suggested healthy boundaries and mutual respect in its relationship advice, and historical accuracy in relating controversial historical events. Anthropic has made its evaluation dataset available as it wants to leverage transparency as a competitive advantage. In a speech given to the world leaders in June 2024, the late Pope Francis acknowledged AI as a chance to create a new social system, possible democratization, access to knowledge, acceleration of scientific research, but also to create further injustice, dominance, and turning a culture of encounter into one of discardment. He also warned against the development of AI weapons, saying that allowing AI to determine someone's life would represent the darkening of the sense of humanity and the concept of human dignity. A report from Scalar reviews the state of phishing attacks in 2025. Overall, there has been a 20% drop in mass phishing attacks in 2024, but there has been an increase in targeted, spear phishing, attacks, notably using voice and SMS phishing. The drop in mass phishing attacks is largely due to Google enforcing enhanced sender authentication and more organizations adopting multi-factor authentication and MARC, an email authentication protocol that protects domain owners from spoofing. Finally, a cybersecurity news article argues that the role of a CISO must evolve from a principally technical role to one where the CISO impacts on the strategy of an organization.